A report by the Pew Center on the States says between half and three quarters of Wisconsin schools with low-income students offer clear plastic dental coatings for molars prone to decay. Bill Moss is a dentist who worked on the Pew Center report. That report gives Wisconsin and four other states a grade of A for helping children get dental sealants to reduce the chance of costly, painful cavities.
We hope that nobody thinks that this is a Pew's endorsement that those programs are perfect or doing as much as they could do. We certainly want to recognize those states that have been leaders in extending the reach of this effective preventive program.
Wisconsin does offer grants for school-based sealant programs. State health officials say most of the anti-cavity protection occurs in the second grade. Moss says protection is also needed in later years when adolescents get their second molars.
We know from national surveys that the second permanent molar is every bit, if not more, cavity-prone than a first molar. So, you know, it's great to have programs that reach kids in second grade and keep them from getting a cavity on their first permanent molar. But if we don't follow up with programs when the second permanent molar comes in, then we're going to be faced with teenagers, you know, also having cavities that could have been prevented.
The report says the average cost of sealing a molar is one-third the cost of filling a cavity. It says with increased use of sealants, states can reduce how much Medicaid is spent on dental care. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.